Rua and Te Manu. A traditional story of Ngāti Porou, retold and illustrated by Isabel Te Aho White. The story tells how whakairo, the art of carving, came to the world. Long ago, Rua te Pupuke, and his son, Te Manuho Turuki, lived in a village by the sea. Rua liked to hunt in the forest. Te Manu liked to go paddling in his waka. Rua warned Te Manu to keep safe. "Don't go too far. Beware of Tangaroa."
"All right, Papa. I will be careful."
But one day, Te Manu paddled too far.
"Oh, where? The current is too strong."
Underneath the waves, the sea god Tangaroa was watching and waiting. Later, back on shore,
"Te Manu's waka, aware, Tangaroa has taken my son. I must find Te Manu and bring him back home."
Far out at sea, something caught Rua's eye.
"What's that? A whare under the sea?"
He dived into the water. "These carvings are tino pai." But then Rua saw the teko teko fixed to the top of the whare.
"That is my son."
Suddenly, Rua heard a voice.
"Tēnā koe. This is the whare of Tangaroa. You will have to defeat him if you want to get your son back. I will help you."
"Tēnā koe, e kuia. I am listening."
"Tangaroa and his sea whānau are out catching food, but they will return at sunset. While they sleep, you must fill up all the holes in the whare so that they cannot tell if it is day or night. Then set the whare on fire."
So Rua hid and waited. At last, Tangaroa and his whānau returned. When Tangaroa was sleeping, Rua did as the kuia had told him and filled the holes in the whare with mud. Then he set fire to the whare.
"Oh, where?" Tangaroa burst out of the whare, followed by his sea whānau. Rua killed many of the fish, but some escaped.
Rua took Te Manu down from the roof. At last, his son could move and talk again.
"Papa, my son."
They gazed at the burning whare and the carvings lying on the ground. "We will take these beautiful carvings back to our people." And that is the story of how whakairo, the art of carving, came to the world.